side to where the cafe staff was clustered in back, watched him ask them questions. The guy was medium height, not young, not old, too solid to be called wiry, too slight to be called heavy. His hair was gray at the temples and cut short and neat. He kept himself balanced on the balls of his feet. His mouth didn't move much as he talked, but his eyes did. They flicked left and right tirelessly. The guy was about 40, Reacher guessed, and furthermore, Reacher guessed he had gotten to be about 40 by staying relentlessly aware of everything that was happening around him. Reacher had seen the same look in elite infantry veterans who had survived long jungle tours. Then Reacher's waiter turned suddenly and pointed straight at him. The compact man in the gray suit stared over. Reacher stared back, over his shoulder, through the window. Eye contact was made. Without breaking it, the man in the suit mouthed, "Thank you," to the waiter, and started back out the way he had entered. He stepped through the door and made a right inside the low canvas screen and threaded his way down to Reacher's table. Reacher let him stand there, mute for a moment, while he made up his mind. Then he said yes to him, like an answer, not a question.
"Yes, what?"
the guy said back.
"Yes, whatever," Reacher said. "Yes, I'm having a pleasant evening. Yes, you can join me. Yes, you can ask me whatever it is you want to ask me."
The guy scraped a chair out and sat down, his back to the river of traffic, blocking Reacher's view.
"Actually, I do have a question," he said.
"I know," Reacher said, "about last night."
"How did you know that?"
The guy's voice was low and quiet, and his accent was flat and clipped and British. "The waiter pointed me out," Reacher said, "and the only thing that distinguishes me from his other customers is that I was here last night and they weren't."
"You're certain about that?"
"Turn your head away," Reacher said. "Watch the traffic." The guy turned his head away, watched the traffic.
"Now tell me what I'm wearing," Reacher said.
"Green shirt," the British guy said. "Cotton, baggy, cheap, doesn't look new. Sleeves rolled to the elbow over a green T-shirt, also cheap and not new. A little tight, untucked over flat front khaki chinos, no socks, English shoes, pebbled leather, brown, not new, but not very old either, probably expensive. Frayed laces, like you pull on them too hard when you tie them, maybe indicative of a self-discipline obsession."
"Okay," Reacher said.
"Okay, what?" "You notice things," Reacher said. "And I notice things. We're two of a kind.
We're peas in a pod. I'm the only customer here now who was also here last night. I'm certain of that. And that's what you asked the staff. Had to be. That's the only reason the waiter would have pointed me out."
The guy turned back.
"Did you see a car last night?" he asked.
"I saw plenty of cars last night," Reacher said. "This is 6th Avenue.
A Mercedes-Benz, parked over there."
The guy twisted again and pointed on a slight diagonal at a length of empty curb by a fire hydrant on the other side of the street. Reacher said,
"Silver, four-door sedan, an S-420. New York vanity plates, starting OSC. A lot of city miles on it. Dirty paint, scuffed tires, dinged rims, dents and scrapes on both bumpers."
The guy turned back again.
"You saw it," he said.
"It was right there," Reacher said. "Obviously, I saw it."
"Did you see it leave?"
Reacher nodded. "Just before 11:45, a guy got in and drove it away."
"You're not wearing a watch."
"I always know what time it is."
"It must have been closer to midnight."
"Maybe," Reacher said. "Whatever."
"Did you get a look at the driver?"